It was a weekend of triumph, disappointment, and sadness in the world of sports. A great tennis player won in Paris, a great horse faded in New York, and a great sportscaster passed away in Maryland. Joining us now for a look at the sports news is commentator John Feinstein. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's begin with the good news, at least good news for Rafael Nadal, who won his fourth straight French Open tennis championship. He demolished his opponent, Roger Federer.
He really did. He only allowed Federer to win four games in three sets. He won, as you said, his fourth straight French Open, matching the great Bjorn Borg as the only male player to do that. And he never lost a set in 2 weeks, which in a Grand Slam is extraordinary. It hadn't happened in the French Open since 1980. And he really has Federer's number on the slow clay courts. He's now beaten him in three straight finals in Paris.
Is this title simply out of reach for Federer?
Well, as long as Nadal continues to play at this level, unfortunately, yes. Federer, unlike some of the other great players like Pete Sampras and Boris Becker and John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors, who's never won the French Open, is a good player on clay. It's just that he's playing at the same time as one of the great clay court players ever. Nadal's now 28-0 playing in the French Open, and my math's not really good, Renee, but that's a good record.
Let's turn now to horse racing. Big Brown just plain expected to win the Belmont Stakes and clinch the Triple Crown, and instead he finished dead last, which was historic in itself. What happened?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We don't know what happened. No one knows what happened. Back at the Kentucky Derby when Eight Bells died after crossing the finish line, we had a tragedy in horse racing. Now we have a mystery. Some think it might have been the heat. Some think it might have been the crack he had in his hoof. Some think it might have had to do with being off of steroids that he'd been on legally earlier in the year. But unfortunately, since we can't talk to the horse, no one seems to know exactly what went wrong. But it was really amazing watching him almost appear to go backwards as the field passed him going into that last turn.
Is there a way to know exactly what went wrong eventually?
They can run tests, you know, and see if he was dehydrated in some way or if it was something else or just the lack of, or if it was the hoof. But I don't think we'll ever be sure on this one. This will remain a mystery, Renee.
Finally, John, we want to remember Jim McKay, the great sports broadcaster. He died on Saturday. He was 86. Talk to us about him.
Jim McKay, to me, was Babe Ruth in sportscasting. He did things first in ways that no one had ever done it before. He's the only sportscaster in history to win an Emmy for news because of the Munich massacre when he was on the air for 16 straight hours. He was the voice of the Olympics forever at ABC Sports. He was the man on Wide World of Sports who said the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat at the start of that show every week. And I think what sums up his greatness to me is the way he responded in the moment when he heard through his earpiece that all 11 hostages were dead. And extemporaneously, after being on the air for 16 straight hours, I'm going to quote here, he said, "When I was a kid, my father used to say, our greatest hopes and our worst fears are seldom realized. Our worst fears have been realized tonight. They've now said there were 11 hostages. Two were killed in their rooms yesterday morning. Nine were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone." Those last three words are words we all remember, and that's one of the things we'll remember about Jim McKay. He was extraordinary and a remarkably nice, decent human being.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
John Feinstein's new book is called Living on the Black, Two Pitchers, Two Teams, One Season to Remember.